A couple years ago, I returned again to Puerto Rico with my wife this time, and while there, up in the mountains again, this time a town called Jayuya, we encountered, first of all, the presence or the sense of the Taínos, the indigenous inhabitants of the island who were obliterated over the centuries by the Spanish, and yet who still can be seen in Puerto Rico through their petroglyphs, the rock carvings, through many of the words that have found their way into Puerto Rican Spanish, and even through the color of the skin of many people from Puerto Rico. So while there, we began to think about that, and then an incident occurred which crystallized everything, and it involved a hummingbird. The poem is called Colibrí, which is the Spanish word for hummingbird, and what I'd like to do, this is a bilingual book, I'll read it first in Spanish and then in English. Colibrí. En Jayuya, los lagartijos se dispersan como una flota de canoas verdes ante el invasor. Los españoles conquistaron con hierro y palabras. Indio taíno para el pueblo que tomaba la vida de la lluvia arrojada entre los árboles como flechas evaporándose. Ellos que dejaron huellas en la roca de ojos y bocas en círculos perfectos de espanto. Y el zumbador fue bautizado colibrí. Ahora el colibrí se precipita y se estrella entre los muros blancos de la hacienda, un corazón taíno agitado, frenético, como si oyera el bramido del dios de la pólvora por primera vez. El colibrí, presa paralizada, cae en la más pura quietud cuando tus manos lo acopan y lo alzan por las celosías rojas de la ventana, donde se desaparece en un paraíso celeste, un anochecer de coquíes. Si la historia solo fuera como tus manos. Colibrí, for Catherine, one year later. In Jayuya, the lizards scatter like a fleet of green canoes before the invader. The Spanish conquered with iron and words. Indio Taíno for the people who took life from the rain that rushed through trees like evaporating arrows, who left the rock carvings of eyes and mouths in perfect circles of amazement. So the hummingbird was christened Colibrí. Now the colibrí darts and bangs between the white walls of the hacienda, a racing Taíno heart frantic as if hearing the bellowing god of gunpowder for the first time. The colibrí becomes pure stillness. Seized in the paralysis of the prey, when your hands cup the bird and lift him through the red shutters of the window where he disappears into a paradise of sky, a nightfall of singing frogs. If only history were like your hands.